Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Some good news in the USDA export numbers that came out on Thursday. Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic has the details.
Export sales for corn, soybeans, and wheat, very good. We saw corn sales at 1.8 million for this year, another 83,000 for next year. Soybean sales at 904, wheat sales 740,000, and 366 for next year. The most interesting thing about these sales, perhaps to me at least, is that China was the largest buyer of corn, China was the largest buyer of wheat, and China was the largest known buyer of soybeans. So that is interesting in itself. We hope this is a sign of things to come. We could really use the demand, especially in corn, where we continue to lose demand via ethanol.
Exports weren't enough to keep the wheat market up. Chicago May wheat futures closed down 11 cents to 569. May corn closed up just a quarter cent to 348.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein steady yesterday, ranging from 605 to 615. Club wheat of ordinary protein steady as well, ranging from 615 to 780. Dark Northern spring wheat prices were down 6.25 cents, ranging from 666.25 to 701.25 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down $3 on the April board to 105.45. Feeder cattle also down $3.62.5 to 125.10. Class 3 milk fell another 24 cents yesterday to $15.70. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.